Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. Today's direction for make the final sacrifice. Make the final sacrifice. This is the Avyakta Murli of 4th January 1980. Everyone's vision is specially on you foreigners. Therefore, you have to reveal the one from whom you received this by becoming the practical. Just as there was special sustenance at the start of the creation of the yajna, so too you are also now being given special sustenance. Those who received sustenance at the beginning have given the return of that sustenance in starting service. What will all of you do now? You will complete this service and glorify Baba's name by becoming complete and perfect. You foreigners will have to fix a date for the final date. Everyone is now waiting for you. When somebody asks Baba when destruction will take place, he replies, ask the foreigners. The people of Bharat were given the responsibility of creation. Now you foreigners have to take this responsibility. In fact, just as the foreign lands are perishable and Bharat is imperishable, so too the people of Bharat carried out the task of creation. And now you foreigners have become the special instrument for the task of destruction. Children from Bharat carried out creation by sacrificing themselves in creating the yajna. They started the yajna with their sacrifice, and now. And you now have to make the final sacrifice and finish the yajna. Then there will be victory. Now make the final sacrifice very quickly. When all of you come together with one thought and make the final sacrifice, it will be the end. When will you reveal the date for this? You have to give Baba this date. So this is the Murli of 4th Jan 1980. Baba is saying, this is the starting of yajna and this is the end of yajna. Earlier, all those who came, they made the first offering, first ahuti, first sacrificed, first oblation. Baba is saying, you have to do the final sacrifice, the antim ahuti, the ultimate, the last sacrifice, oblation or offering. When they came, they were given divine sustenance. Now you have been given sustenance. In the return of their sustenance, they started service. Now you end the service. That was the starting of yajna. This is the end of the yajna. They were given sustenance. You are also being given sustenance. And in the return of that sustenance, they started the service. And now it's your task to end the service. Since Bharat, India is avinashi, means imperishable, and you are vinashi, that's why you do the task of vinash. What Baba is saying? You are perishable, that's why. Now you do the task of ultimate destruction. How? And Baba is also saying, when somebody asks Baba, when is the destruction? What Baba says? Go and ask trouble foreigners, when is the destruction? Because they are Vinashi, they are perishable. So ask them, when is the Vinash? When is the destruction? So before that final devastation, before that final destruction, you have to become complete and perfect. This is the final sacrifice. This is the last. It's a very good word in Hindi. Ahuti. What does it mean? Whenever there is a yajna, sacrificial fire, whatever that is offered, which is combustible, which can burn, or which acts as a catalyst to keep the fire burning, that is known as oblation or offering or sacrifice, or that thing or that process or that act. That act of putting is called ahuti. That thing is also called ahuti. So ahuti, the word with multiple meanings. So Baba said, all those initial jewels of yajna, they did the first ahuti, the first offering. And now you have to do the final offering. But before that final offering, you have to become complete and perfect. This is the way you will be revealing the Father. The ultimate revelation will take place through you. So what is needed in order to become that? In order to become that, complete and perfect, most important thing is a vision. Most important thing is a vision. Unless and until a vision is created, you cannot become that. So the vision should be very much crystal clear in our mind as to what we have to become. I am here and the vision is here. I am here and the vision is here. From here I need to see that with intense clarity, my ultimate form. Because this seems impossible. Because this is without flaw. And there are so many things here. In between this form and the ultimate form, there are so many people around and there is a lot of blame game. That I am like this because of this person. Because this person did not talk nicely with me. Or this person did not behave nicely with me. That's why I am suffering. That's why I am having these problems. So when you have a very clear-cut vision, all these things don't matter at all. Rather, they act as a catalyst for your progress. So the most important thing is a vision. There's a story. Eyes, they see a mountain. And the eyes say, oh, look at that, such a beautiful mountain. It is covered with mist. It's so beauteous. The ears say, where they are? I can't hear. Where is the mountain? I must hear. Then only I'll believe that there is a mountain. The nose say, I can't smell it. Where is the mountain? How will I believe that there is a mountain there? And the hands say, where is the mountain? I can't touch. But the ear keep on, eyes keep on saying, oh, look at the mountains. They are so beautiful. So this nose, hand, and ears, they come together. And they say, these eyes must have some problem. This must be delusion, an illusion. These other things don't believe. Because eyes are seeing something which is impossible. It is the eyes, it is the vision, the last vision. We should be able to see that vision. And then the journey towards perfection and the journey towards completion take place. without that ultimate vision. Otherwise, you are drowned in the journey, in the obstacles, in thinking about side scenes, in thinking and taking the crooked path of question marks. So the last sacrifice, the ultimate ahuti, the ultimate sacrifice, the last offer, the last gift into this sacrificial fire, into this yajna, is to become complete and perfect. And for that, a vision is needed. Rather, to achieve any success in life, a vision is needed. A very strong vision, a clear-cut vision. And then start thinking about it. Picturize it. Put colors into it. Colorize it. Visualize. See it as a mental movie. It is known as mental movie. It should appear to you as life rather than as a dead piece of aim. Something that you can see, something that you can feel, something that you can visualize. There was one gymnast. She was 3 years old when she started her practice of gymnasium. And gymnasium was her life. She would do all difficult flips, turning around 2 times and then 3 times. Adriana. And she was hoping to take part in Olympics. So everything was going on so well. She was practicing quite well. Every day she was improving. And her amazing feats, amazing stunts. But then one day, while she was traveling with her mother in a car, the car met with an accident. And there were multiple fractures. Fractures in the rib, fractures in the femur, fractures and multiple injuries, and she was in coma. And when she came out, and when she became conscious, and she opened her eyes, she found there is a huge collar neck here, and one leg plastered. And she was told that she was in coma, and she met with an accident, and now she can never start gymnasium again. She was depressed. It took her months and months to recover. First healing of bones, and then coming out of plasters, and then physiotherapy and all that physical therapy that went on for months. And this is the journey of a lady, of a young lady, Adriana. But she would always visualize those bars, those rings of gymnasium, and she's flipping over. And gradually, she again restarted her practice. When the doctor had told her a long back that she would never go back to gymnasium, but she again began everything. So that vision was always calling her. She was always having that vision, and she would visualize how she is practicing and practicing and practicing. So that vision is so important in order to achieve any impossible thing of life. So here also, to become complete and perfect, a vision has to be created, which is the most important thing. And once you create a vision, then the next is plan how to achieve that vision. Then put that plan into practice, that is implementation. Implementation of that vision. And then keep on practicing that again and again, again and again, again and again. Sometimes practice is very tough, very difficult. You just want to give it up. But then without practice, you cannot become. You cannot achieve anything in life. Practice is a very hard journey, very tough journey. 100 times you feel to give it up. But then keep on doing, keep on doing, keep on doing. anything it could be, for anything, for any material success, for any spiritual success, for any success in life, practice is the most important thing. As I said yesterday, Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxer of all times, he said, I hated every minute of my practice, of my training. I hated every minute of my training, but every time I will tell my mind, don't quit, take sorrow, for you will become champion for the whole of your life. So here we are going to become the spiritual champions. This is the spiritual gymnasium. This is the spiritual marathon. This is the spiritual sports. And we are the spiritual athletes. So it will take a movement. It needs, it wants, it demands your sweat, your blood. Are you ready to give? Demands, it wants your sweat, your blood. Without giving the sweat and blood, completion is not possible. Means complete, the ultimate, the final sacrifice. This is what is needed. Ultimate practice. When you feel you are tired, get up and start all over again. When you feel that you can't do any more, start again. You know, students, in today's Murli Baba talked about students. In earlier times, the teacher used to keep a cane hunter. Now they don't keep. It's not allowed. That's why students have become spoiled. It's today's Sakar Murli. So that is needed. A trainer? Where is that stick? That should be here. Yeah, such a stick is needed. Then only the practice takes place. Because mind wants rest. Mind wants comforts. Mind wants sleep. Mind wants entertainment. Mind wants no tension, no stress, no resistance. Eat, drink, and sleep. And do picnic. That is the only tendency of the mind. And this is the path of, this is the university of hard knocks. You know, knocks, punches. Punches, hard knocks. University, you have to get the PhD from this university of hard knocks. Then you become complete. Okay? So first create a vision, then plan. Sit down. There's no way out. There's no shortcut to success. It cannot be made easy. You have to walk this path of burning coals. This is Agnipath. This is the path of fire. And those who want to make it easy, they better go out of. This university is not for weak students. This university is to become hard. You know, you have seen that Shaolin monks video. How they are trained when they came at the age of 5 years. One leg, they make them like this and stand for 1 hour. With one leg up and one leg down. Small child. So much pain. There's a burning coal and they have to keep their hands in that hot stones. And the hands go inside. Two big rocks in between. And there is one pole and they have to hang like this. So the training starts from the very childhood. Very, very hard training. But then they become the masters one day. For them, everything becomes so easy. Their body becomes so flexible. Body can be moved anyway. And they become so strong. They can bear any attack. They become so hard. So here also, this is the spiritual practice where you have to become very strong, very hard. Otherwise, here you are at war with Maya. In today's Murli, Baba said so many words about Maya. Maya makes you this. Maya makes you that. Maya makes you this. So practice, and after that practice, then the result. So whatever is the result, positive, negative, you have to sit and analyze it. Don't get overjoyed with your success, nor be depressed or sorrowful by your failure. These are the parts of life. So sit and analyze, and after analysis, now again come back to the first, again create a vision. Again plan, again implement, again practice, again sit and result. So keep on doing this, keep on doing it again and again, again and again, again and again, till you achieve the final. You know, Mike Tyson is a boxer, very powerful. They don't stop, they just work very hard, day and night. So when these people who can work so hard and they are achieving something material progress, which is perishable, ours is the spiritual path. This is the spiritual sports to achieve success here also, with the same vision, with the same practice. So Baba is talking with double foreigners, just as those initial jewels, they started service, now you finish service. They give first ahuti, you give antim ahuti. The return for their service is the starting of seva. The return for your service is the end of seva. You are Vinashi, Bharat is Avinashi. So you Vinashi, you should do Vinash, destruction. When will you reveal the date for this? You have to give Baba this date. Om Shanti.